Spilling the tea on Hollywood's A-listers.
Kardashians.
I have met every single one.
Exposing scandals.
Because she's not a good person, but either is he.
Digging the dirt.
Is she a diva? Yes.
And finding out what's going on behind the scenes.
Yelling at cast members?
Yes.
It was a script.
Nah.
His identity is a secret.
But his stories have been proven right time and time again.
This is Enty.
All right, he's our one-man umbrella. About to throw some shade. Enty, welcome.
I love that. That was a good one.
Yeah,
was a good intro.
Good for the SPF.
You worked on that all weekend.
Potentially, yeah. We had a 3 day or two celebrating the King's birthday. I was just tossing and turning, had a bit of a creative whip, didn't we, Ben?
Yeah, it was good. It was a good one. That was the leading one.
Yeah, we formed a coalition, and that's what we ended up with. How are you going?
I'm great. I didn't even know there. You know, the King's in America. I'm not even sure anybody knows the King's birthday.
To be honest, we don't either. But I
used to get off for the Queen's birthday, and then so. Everybody had plans, probably, and then she went ahead and passed. And so then, you don't get that day. It's the King's birthday now.
Yeah, but it's not actually on their birthday. So you kind of, if you want to make plans each year, you know you're going to get a day off on the Monday.
I'll Google his actual birthday so we all know. King Charles' birthday is actually on the 14th of November.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, Enty, it's a pleasure to have you here with us. Now, Kim Kardashian, we're hearing rumors. She's dating a basketball referee in his 50s.
Yeah, so she goes from somebody in his 20s to somebody in his 50s. I would discount this. This guy, I think his name's Scott Foster or something like that. I think it would be much more likely if she was dating Tristan Thompson. She seems to have an unnatural attraction towards her sister's baby father or whatever, because Kim was going to basketball games.
Yeah, I saw her some of the Lakers games on the television, and she even had a sign for Tristan, which was lovely because, you know, supporting someone that she knows, but at the same time, a bit unusual because that was her sister's ex and it was a little bit messy.
It was, but if you think about this, Scott Disick has been trying to go out with Chloe. So, you know, I don't understand the anything to do with that family, really, other than the fact that they're just very thirsty and they're really trying to keep people interested, and I think they've lost out this season. You know, you guys probably don't get the show there, Vanderpump Rules. However, it is extremely popular here right now, and they have been kind of drowned out by that and one of our Real Housewives franchises, and their new show started and nobody's watching it.
Here's my theory, okay? Kim Kardashian, she's gone through all the NBA players. Now she's moving on to the officials. She's gone and going to the officials.
She hasn't gone through all the NBA players. She's had like three or something.
Then she'll be dating the towel boys, the accounts department, you name it, everyone in the NBA. But do you know that they all sort of swap boyfriends and partners behind closed doors?
You know, I don't know anything about that. I think that Kim's more interested in football players rather than basketball players. You know, and it's interesting because Kendall also dated a basketball player for a long time, and I put dated in quotes. Mm. Now, you know, she's with Bad Bunny, and then Chloe's had basketball players, multiple basketball players, her baby daddy, Lamar Odom, and stuff like that. I'm not sure if they swapped their – okay, if you believe Drake, he has slept with three of them.
Three?
Yeah.
Who?
And
who's he slept with?
Kylie, Kim.
Mm.
And Chloe.
Kylie, Kim, Chloe, right. So you'd be gunning for the mum.
Well, yeah, I don't think he's going to be able to sleep with Kendall. Yeah, he could go for the mum. I don't know. But, you know, and then that's just kind of, okay, well, we've all dated the same guy. So I don't know. It feels very incestuous a little bit when you start, you know, moving people around on the chessboard and stuff. It feels very creepy.
Hey, there's parts of New Zealand where we're pretty cool with that. Enty, he's with us from Hollywood this morning. Now, I was reading on your Instagram account, Olivia Wilde, who was with Jason Sudeikis, then was with Harry Styles. She doesn't like the gym paparazzi shots that they're taking of her. So she organized her own paparazzi gym shoot, we understand.
Well, she does it pretty much every day. And the thing is, and you can tell that they're the ones that are staged and the ones that are not, because she has a giveaway is that she uses a certain type of bottle when she actually is going to exercise. Most of the time, if she's not carrying that bottle, then basically she just goes and does this paparazzi walk. It's just every day. It's the same thing. What I'm going to wear to the gym. And then You can tell though, because of the thing that she carries, like the water bottle. There's a green water bottle, there's a clear plastic one. Those are when she works out. The other day is when she's using a different water bottle or whatever that's easier to carry or is hidden away. Those are the days she's actually just going for the walk.
So how often would celebrities stage a paparazzi photo? Now, how often would you see a photo and go, oh, that's a stage one? Or...
Well, that happened over the weekend. Ewan Griffith, he definitely had it happen because he had been accused by Alice Evans, you know, his ex-wife, they've been having this fight, and their 13-year-old daughter filed a restraining order against dad. And the next day, he and his girlfriend were captured walking on the sidewalk, walking their dog, fully made up, hair perfect, outfits matching, brand new sneakers, holding each other's arms. It was just such an obvious setup that, especially considering the news the day before. And you most of the time, I would say 80% of the time now, paparazzi photos are arranged.
80%. So they just organ. Well, fair enough too, because when I'm at the gym in my sweaty old Bunnings t-shirt, huffing and wheezing, snot dribbling out of my nose, I don't want anyone snapping a photo of me. I'm going to organise it myself. Do they have just like one photographer they work with? They're like, Barry, let's go down to the beach and snap some bikini shots for the mags.
Yeah, so there's a lot of that. So what you'll do is, let's say, I don't know, let's call yourself a C-list or B-list or whatever you're trying to get famous. You take the photographer down to the beach, and then you change six or seven times into different bikinis, and then that photographer will sell them each week to the tabloids every week, and there's a new look. But like over the weekend, that was a little crisis control. The hiking picture with Meghan Markle, that was a setup. You can usually tell. It's not like back in the day when like Lindsay and Britney and Paris Hilton and the paparazzi swarms, because back then tabloids had an unlimited amount of money. So they were just desperate and they would pay top dollar for photos. So paparazzi made a living. So then there was thousands of paparazzi trying to make a living and they're all trying to get the same shot. Times have changed. Tabloids are going out of business. The ones that are in business don't have any kind of money for that. So paparazzi have to make a living some other way. And the best way to do that is for flattering photos and making contacts with celebrities who then they can sell them. You know, they sell the photo to whatever tabloid, and instead of getting $10,000 or $15,000 for a picture, they're getting like $200.
So hypothetically speaking, I'm seeing family, I'm going down Foxton Beach in New Zealand, and I'm like, oh, there's Kim Kardashian. I'm the only one on the beach. I snap a photo on my phone. I'm the only one that's got it. How much money am I going to make on this?
If you're the only one who's got it and you get close enough, if it's just her on the beach, I don't know, maybe like $500.
Okay. I feel a bit weird too, to be honest. I probably wouldn't do it. I'd probably just go, I'll leave it be. Like, she's, you know.
Yeah, no, it's quite perverty, isn't it?
But let's say you're at that beach and you see her having sex with Jason Momoa, or not even having sex, just like on, like kissing or on the same towel or whatever.
I'd leave the bee. I'd leave the bee.
But and also,
then you're talking like $2,500, maybe even $5,000.
$5,000. Okay, so. And it's bloody cold at the moment. It's not beach weather down in Foxton. You don't want to be having sex with Jason Momoa on the beach at the moment. So it's a couple of $1,000, that's really interesting. So the paparazzi business, as we did know it, is nowhere near as lucrative.
No, the model is non-existent. Now, you'll see there were some photos that came out last week, speaking of like Kylie Jenner and stuff, and there were photos taken of her at Timothy Chalamet's house, and they were taken with a long distance zoom lens, and you can tell that it was actual paparazzi work rather than, you know, somebody close to them. And people go, well, no, these are staged because we just want the impression that she's with Timothy and stuff like that. So we're going to make it look like sneaky photos. But the thing is that Kylie was caught holding a pack of cigarettes in an ashtray, and that's not really on brand. And she's not wearing any makeup, so that's not on brand. So those photos probably got a lot more money than just a regular Kylie Jenner on the street kind of photo would have got, you know, which would have been $200. These were probably $5,000 photos.
And to be honest,
even more.
You know, looking at the harassment in the past with the paparazzi and celebrities, it's probably a nicer way at the moment that if the celebs want to organize their own ones, then let them be. Another great story. I love this. Madonna. She thinks she's so famous, she doesn't even put any titles in the subject line of emails, just fires off an email, and she apparently missed out on a spot at a school for her daughter because of this.
Yeah, because I guess the school had required, because they didn't want to open every email. They wanted to be able just to look at the subject line and have the required information in the subject line so that we would just all line up. And Madonna being Madonna, who never, ever, ever, ever uses the subject line dating back to the history beginning of email.
Never uses the subject line. Sounds like me.
Never uses the subject line. So the school ignored it. And they had made it perfectly clear that it needed to be in there or they would ignore it. You know, Madonna to her peril. And it probably wasn't even Madonna. It was probably her assistant who also probably doesn't use the subject line because Madonna told her not to use the subject line. But still, you know, you got to follow the rules. And she tried to fix it and couldn't.
Mind you, if you get an email from Madonna at gmail.com, I think it's a, I'm thinking it's some sort of bot, some Russian bot or something, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting because I get, you know, I get emails from people and stuff like that. I don't think it's Madonna at gmail.com, by the way. I think it's... it's Madonna, but from the record label that she has, I think is the actual. And so, people, you know, celebrities always think that they're above the rules. But the thing is that the school is like, we don't care. You're not even the most, you know, famous person at this, you know, who's got kids at this school. You're not the richest person. And we make them all follow the rules. And that's just what it has to be.
Amen. Well, I, you know, Ben always, you know, publicly says that I turned Catholic just to get my kids into a school. Now, Enty, who's the most famous email you have? Who could you email right now?
Oh, the most famous email I have. I mean, I've got some, that's a good question. Who would be the most famous that I have?
Could you email a Kardashian right now?
Yeah, I could email, I think I have one of their email addresses.
Do you?
I have one of their phone numbers.
And their phone number?
But that's not like the most famous. I mean, that would be, that's bad.
How excited is John?
I'm like, mate, we've got a conference call facility.
I'll probably end up with his spam.
What's that? Sorry, Indy?
I have Snoop Dogg's email.
Do you? Snoop Dogg's?
Yeah.
I'm looking at Snoop Dogg. I love Snoop Dogg, but he doesn't feel like he's got like 10,000 unread emails or something.
No, he would answer back. And then I've got like a bunch of sports people, and I'd have to think about, you know, who the most famous
mate,
person
don't,
that
you,
I would
you've
have
already
to
impressed me. You've already got a Kardashian and a Snoop Dogg. So are you friends with Snoop Dogg?
No, not really. I mean, I've met him a few times and I got his email because I was, at that time, I was, you know, still doing a little concert promotion and stuff like that. So that's why I had his email, because I was going to maybe do something.
Do you know my friend was working at a show here in New Zealand, and he literally pulls up in a van. The show started.
Uh-huh.
He's sitting in the van. They're like, welcome to the stage, Snoop Dogg. Music starts. He's still sitting in the van. He walks on stage, does the show, walks off in the van. He's on a plane. The concert's still going on. He's flying out of New Zealand.
Yeah, when you've done as many shows, right? It's just, you go, you do your thing, you get the paycheck, and that's all there is to it.
And, you know, my friend actually got to stay in his hotel room because it was left over. And boy, oh boy, I tell you what, there was a lot of you-know-what in there, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
Yeah.
And was it like hot boxed or just no?
Just bowls of the stuff.
Out.
Just bowls and bowls of it.
Like cereal, but not cereal.
Yeah, and my friend was like, what should I do with this? And they're like, oh, you may as well. I don't know what they do, but anyway, I'll stop talking.
Yeah, you feel like you're incriminating your friend here. It's not California where their laws are a little bit more
relaxed. Yeah, well, Eddie, great chatting with you, mate. You go and have a good week, eh?
Hey, you too, guys.
See you, mate.